Exclusive: Dov Hyken blasts New York bail law after synagogue vandal walks free. Where are all the politicians? By Joshua Klein on May 5, 2021. Following the release of an alleged perpetrator behind a series of anti-Semitic acts of vandalism, former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hyken, D., blasted the court's decision to forego bail, stating it was a horrible message to be sending to others. In an exclusive statement made to Breitbart News on Tuesday, Hyken, a renowned Jewish rights activist who is the founder of the advocacy group Americans Against Anti-Semitism, denounced the court's decision. "This is so horrible," he began. 42 charges and the guy walks free? Hyken expressed his outrage at the ruling, claiming the perpetrator must have been left laughing as a result. "He's laughing," he said. "It is a horrible message to send out there. Anti-Semites, you can go and do your swastikas. You can go break synagogue windows. My God, there's so much you can do and you'll just walk free." Hyken also stated that he believed that no future justice would occur, either. "I guarantee you nothing will happen to this guy, even later on," he said. "This is the way the criminal justice system is today." The former Brooklyn assemblyman also noted the apparent hypocrisy. "Again, the double standard when it comes to the Jewish community," he said. "If it was four black churches, I don't think you'd have the same results." Hyken then criticized the absolute silence on the part of politicians in New York. "Where are all the politicians in New York?" he asks. "All the Democrats? All the progressives? Have you heard a word from any of them? Absolute silence." The Democratic candidates running for mayor in New York City, has even one of them made any comment about this guy getting out? The bail system? He asked. "Not a sound. It's really just beyond comprehension. It's sad," he concluded. "Very, very sad what's going on." Earlier this week, the suspected perpetrator of the recent vandalism of New York synagogues was released from jail due to the state's bail reform law. Jordan Burnett, who was arrested on Saturday, was sought for shattering synagogue windows and doors as well as damaging prayer books, and faces 42 charges of hate crime-related offenses, including criminal trespass and aggravated harassment. Due to the state's law that nonviolent offenses, including hate crimes, are not subjected to bail, the prosecution did not seek bail for Burnett, and he was granted supervised release instead. Though, originally, Judge Louis Nock believed that Burnett's actions amounted to violent felony and set $20,000 bail, Acting Bronx Supreme Court Justice Tara Collins overturned the ruling. The incident comes on the heels of a string of anti-Semitic attacks in Riverdale. Last week, Hyken held a public event in front of a Bronx synagogue joined by Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, and New York City mayoral candidate Curtis Sliva, calling for the end of cashless bail and use one standard for all hate. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.